New industrial and commercial parks, because of stricter environmental regulations, have to install water retention ponds to capture building and parking lot runoff and sediments. Most tend to be barren, muddy basins where trash and mosquitoes congregate. Some might be planted with reeds, which help to stabilize the mucky subsurface and uptake certain pollutants. But a retention pond on the east side of the University of Arkansas Research and Technology Park looks more like a native habitat. A frog leaps from the bank into the clear, cold water, lush with aquatic plants, unaware that its home gets an occasional shot of supersaturated oxygen delivered by a small device stationed just up the hill, installed by the clean water technology company Blue and Green. The engineering firm's also based here at the park's Genesis Technology Incubator. Blue represents oxygen, green the environment. Cleet Brewer is chief executive officer.
And our system has been installed here through a grant that Phil Stafford and the Arkansas Tech Park wrote that was funded by a large major retailer that allows us to use our oxygen injection system to keep this water aerobic and not smelling and actually better for the environment. And as you can see, we're looking at large cattail reeds, clear water that's like crystal clear out there. Obviously a little algae, which you'll always have because of phosphorus and other things that this parking lot, you know, and natural streams can produce. But there's a person out there eating at a picnic table. And we picked a great day to do this, but it's rather beautiful.
Geese visit this pond. Fish and turtles also live here, unimaginable in most retention pools, which tend to be choked with sediment, polluted with heavy metals, nitrogen from fertilizers, and lack dissolved oxygen, which is critical to aquatic health. And that's where Blue and Green comes in. In 1999, two U of A engineers, Dr. Marty Matlock and Dr. Scott Osborne, invented several technologies that cleanse and restore surface waters and drinking water supplies. Cleet Brewer.
And also Virtual Incubation Corporation, a company based here in the Tech Park. Together, the three of them created this company and licensed the technology to the University of Arkansas exclusively. So the university then licensed it back to Blue and Green. And Blue and Green's technology, the S-DOX, C-DOX, HIDOS technologies, basically use a process that was created by Scott and Marty when they were at Texas A&M University that supersaturates oxygen and creates an injection system for both for oxygen, for ozone, as well as carbon dioxide that's way more efficient than traditional systems. And when I say efficient, it uses a much smaller footprint, which is great for the environment, particularly if you're stressed on the size of space that you have to operate with. It uses a high-pressure technology using a saturation tank that allows us to treat a side stream of water but get full treatment in the source water that we're treating.
The process limits gas bubbles from being released into the atmosphere where it would be wasted. Instead, the gases are pre-dissolved inside pressurized saturation tanks, creating supersaturated concentrates that are released into the water being treated. The retention pond contains a probe measuring dissolved oxygen, and when it runs low, the S-DOX system kicks on. It was installed this past August. Blue and Green initially tested S-DOX with grant funding from the National Science Foundation at Norfolk Dam to help clean eutrophic subsurface water, and at Lake Brittany in Bella Vista, which was choked with algae.
We've had a couple of deployments. We're doing a lagoon right now where we're treating a lagoon in Iowa that's actually helping them meet a permit level to oxygenate that lagoon. We also did a deployment out in Oregon with a large company there, helping them with reservoirs and dams and issues with dissolved oxygen to help with the fish and just the overall ecosystem. I can't name specifically who, but it was a great project that was recently completed. And then you'll learn more about the Gulf Oil Spill Rapid Grant that we did as well. Those are three of the most active ones that we've done in the last 6 months.
More about the Gulf project later. Blue and Green also installed an S-DOX system at the Nolan Wastewater Treatment Facility in Fayetteville, its first commercial application, and another at Lake Thunderbird, a drinking water supply for residents of Norman, Oklahoma, just west of a region plagued by toxic algae outbreaks this summer.
The newer technologies is the ozone technology, or HIDOS technology. where we do for disinfection for E. coli and fecal counts. And it is a very efficient system that has allowed ozone to become affordable for wastewater and drinking water facilities. Ozone's pretty expensive to generate. Taking advantage of the technology that we had founded from the SDOCs, we were able to do the same thing and be able to treat a side stream and have a way more efficient way of cost-effectively delivering ozone. The beauty of ozone, for anybody who loves safe drinking water and safe water that's discharged into the streams around here, like the Illinois and the White River, when you disinfect with ozone, you get not only great fecal and E. coli kills, but you also get the emergent contaminants, the pharmaceuticals and everything else that is in the biological process of us human beings that operate here on this planet. So we have also a side benefit of a very high dissolved oxygen that's residually left over after the disinfection. So it's very safe and great for discharge into whatever stream it gets into, and it's safer than any of the other methods that are currently being used in disinfection, particularly in wastewater.
Chlorine's commonly used to treat municipal wastewater and drinking water, but when combined with other substances can create toxic disinfection byproducts. Ozone disinfection is used less because it's more expensive. But like the SDOCs, Blue and Green's patented hyperconcentrated dissolved ozonation technology creates an ozone solution which costs less and is safe. A third technology called CDOX, a carbon dioxide injection for water treatment facilities and industry, reduces scaling and corrosion on pipes and adjusts water pH. Blue and Green have 7 on staff. Most are engineers. Inventors and founders, Marty Matlock and Scott Osborne, serve as technical advisors.
The two founders, there are shareholders in Blue and Green. So they have equity in the company from the beginning of when they formed it with Virtual Incubation Corporation. They also, the royalties that come in from the product as we sell it go to the University of Arkansas on their behalf. And obviously their names attached to patents, as well as all the pending patents that relate to the original two patents that they filed.
The company also has 23 manufacturing reps across the country, selling to municipal waste and drinking water providers. In-house staff do direct sales for industrial and ecological application. Cleet Brewer says the clean water technology marketplace is also saturated right now. They're working hard to stand out.
And we're doing everything we can to overcome that with these pilot projects that we're doing, getting data, writing papers, using engineering firms to help validate the technology. The Fayetteville CH2M Hill operated facility is a great resource for us and helps us take our platform to the market. But the results that we get with our technology, the cost savings that the plants recognize, that's really going to be what moves us forward in the market and helps us, you know, basically knock out the competition. But competitively, nobody really can deliver the amount of oxygen at the efficient rate that we can, and we believe the same will be true for carbon dioxide and ozone. We have 2 pilot projects that are ongoing right now. Hopefully those will be completed by quarter one of 2012. And those products will be available for the market in April, May, and going forward. And if the results are anywhere near that we're seeing with the pilot program, I think we'll have some very successful opportunities with those products as well.
After British Petroleum's Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico leaked an estimated 200 million gallons of crude oil in the spring of 2010, Blue and Green saw an opportunity to help clean polluted coastal zones and showcase their products. It applied for and received a $174,000 grant through the Rapid Response Program at the National Science Foundation. Grace Richardson is application engineer for Blue and Green, who led the Gulf Coast project.
With the oil spill, when it first happened, people were worried that so we have all this extra organic matter in the water, and so all the bacteria there are going to start eating it, which is great. They can get rid of it. But with so much extra, they'll also be depleting the oxygen, was the thought, and especially in the estuaries where it's really shallow and traditional oxygen dissolving technologies can't really be effective, we thought, okay, great, we can go in, we can show everybody that we can protect the oyster habitats and crab habitats that are in those shallower systems. And so that's how we got the grant and what we were trying to do down there. And we just got a lot of the data back from a guy we hired to do all of the data collection. And, we proved that our system can do that and can keep the oxygen in the tides that move back and forth. And so we can place our injection systems around oyster beds or whatever the critical habitat is in those shallow areas and keep oxygen on them.
The Gulf Coast produces about 70% of all U.S. oysters, according to the industry website. In 2010, Blue and Green received the Water Environment Federation Award for its SDOX supersaturated dissolved oxygen system. The Water Environment Federation is an international not-for-profit technical and educational water quality organization. Back at the retention pond, Blue and Green CEO Cleet Brewer shows off a plaque.
This plaque over here that you see was part of the Phil Stafford and the Arkansas Technology Parks. Basically, I guess you would call it the exclamation point on this project. But the Enterprise Center Retention Pond, they did a plaque talking about what the project's about and also highlighting one of their companies, which is Blue and Green in this case. There's several companies that they're helping incubate out here, and it's a great part for any emerging company with, you know, access to the university and the people within the university and the people out here at the Enterprise Center. It's great. You kind of feel like you're part of a big organization, even though you might only be a 7-person office. You have a lot of access to labs, and this particular lab here is what I call an environmental lab, but we have labs inside there, access to machine shops, things that you normally wouldn't do if you're out there on your own trying to make it. So it's been a great story here, and so I wanted you to see that. And actually there at the very bottom, they did put that it was
this eco-friendly water management system was made possible by a grant from the Walmart Stormwater Compliance Team.
Well, that was nice. That is on the plaque. You're right. So, anyway, we're real excited about the work we're doing here and what it potentially can do, not just for retention ponds, but the other products for water disinfection, making the water cleaner, safer, and better right here in Fayetteville, Arkansas is kind of exciting to me and I know to my team.
This rejuvenated retention pond is now being studied by ecology, environmental engineering, and aquatic landscape researchers at the University of Arkansas. Local high school biology classes have also been invited to observe the benefits of dissolved oxygen in aquatic environments. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.